During the school year, many students get at least 2 meals a day through the free and reduced lunch program. In Atlanta, that's 78% of the student population, and for DeKalb County, it's 71%. Now that the summer break is here, for many kids, another food program is desperately needed.
You know, if a child is malnourished for even a brief period of time, permanent impairment can result.
Ross Frazier is spokesperson for Feeding America. The national organization works with 200 local food banks throughout the country. Frazier says one of the most difficult times to feed people at risk of hunger is in the summer. Millions of kids will benefit from meals provided by the food banks, but Frazier says there's another subpopulation that won't.
The most difficult problem is always how do we reach children in remote and rural areas, especially in the Deep South.
And that includes Georgia. Valita Flowers is the nutrition program manager with Bright from the Start, which is a part of the Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning. The statewide program works with dozens of organizations that provide meals to over 1,600 feeding sites throughout the state. But there's still the challenge of reaching rural areas.
Here in Georgia, we have a few counties that may go unserved this year. Slay County, Stewart, Webster, and Harrelson County. There's a great need there, but the infrastructure and other school systems are not in position this summer to provide meals.
Flowers says the department is working hard to partner with neighboring counties to make sure families have access to meals. Last year, 3.6 million meals were served for the summer break. Rose Scott, WABE News.